production model, but I'm here to support the KPFA outreach model, which resulted in a KPFA station board that has 50% representation of people of color and 50% representation by women. This outreach model was developed by the board, the listeners, the supporters, the volunteers, and the staff, the listener supporters. We all helped create this model. We also helped create a community needs assessment process that resulted in outreach throughout the Signal area by 12 community meetings, a listener-initiated survey of what the listeners wanted from KPFA that resulted in a published report that has been distributed widely, including to all the IPNB members and all the managers from all the stations, nominations and candidates nights, on-air publicity of candidates and meetings. And I would also like to acknowledge the fact that through staff, management and program council and board cooperation, programming has been expanded and diversified at KPFA to increase outreach to communities such as Asian Pacific Islanders, hip-hop youth, Middle Easterners, an Islam program, and Guns and Butters to reach different audiences. And we've also initiated a new model where we have new programmings created in perpetuity so that more programs can be rotated in. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, it's Dan Jones from Houston. First of all, I'd just like to say it's great to see the board here in Houston. It was a year ago since you were last here, and this is perhaps a less interesting board meeting, but I think we can all agree that it's a much more enjoyable meeting. What I'd like to say is that I'm very amazed by the process of the bylaws process at each of the stations. I think it worked pretty well, and you've got a lot of different proposals in front of you. And I'd just like to call your attention to one balance in the bylaws that I'd like you to consider, and that's the balance between the authority of the paid station managers and the rights of the board and of the listeners. And I think we all suffered through management that was both unaccountable and politically hostile to the purpose of this foundation. But just because we have management at all the stations now which is politically simpatico with the purposes of the foundation, it doesn't mean that they won't become unaccountable. And I dump on Dwayne a lot, but I just want to say that the best decisions that Dwayne has made, like getting a newscast, have happened with full participation by the widest community. And the worst decisions that Dwayne has made, like the decision tonight not to broadcast this meeting on his own radio station, were made by himself and himself alone. And I think it's a very useful lesson about accountability at all stages and at all times in the management of the station. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. And then finally, Errol. Yeah, Errol Maitland.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Fearless Leader, for for this opportunity. I'm happy to be back in Houston, and I'm taking this time to say that as a co-founder of WBIX, we are Pacifica. We intend to continue to expand and to push and to drag and to cajole Pacifica to live up to its expectations and its mission. I also want to extend, and this is why I'm really here, I want you all to extend a hearty hello to one of our colleagues who is in crisis, who is in pain, who literally needs a new neck. I'm talking about Anthony Sloan, who has to undergo an operation to replace the vertebrae in his neck. And you know, I think we need to throw a good party for Anthony Sloan nationally so that his recovery will be speedy and that he will be comfortable in his recovery. So, Anthony, I just want to say, hang on, brother, get well soon, and speed of recovery, and this is for you.
You have been listening to a rebroadcast of community comments from last night's Pacifica board meeting here in Houston, Texas, on the four of the five stations being broadcast now, these highlights. And the stations, again, include WPFW in Washington, D.C., WBAI in New York. KPFK in Los Angeles, KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley, and KFCF in Fresno. Coming up this afternoon, we will have a report and a proposal from the Pacifica affiliates about how to increase the relationships between the organization and the affiliates, and also a discussion about the bylaws. Let's go now to Teresa Allen, who's introducing the affiliates report.
Perhaps I'm just interested in the A things. They're much more interesting to me than the F things, the finance, and the B, the bylaws, which I find at times boring. Not that, Yasmin, not that I don't like finance, but anyway, this has been really where my interests lie. And ever since I went to the Grassroots Radio Coalition and had an opportunity to meet some of the people from our affiliates, it really is an enlightening experience. I think many of us don't know what affiliates are, and so Steve's going to talk a little bit about what affiliates are, and they just give us a different perspective. If I had an image, and I've used this image in different contexts, but to me it's like a rainbow. You just can't do without one of the colors. I think it's come to a point where we have to get beyond what we think of as Pacifica, the five stations, and think about 60, 70, 80, 100 other stations that have been very supportive of us during, what they call it, the what? What do you call it? The, not the struggle.
The unpleasantness.
They were very supportive of us, and they're very, very creative, wonderful people. And it was an exciting experience to be with people that were just not bogged down by some of the baggage, doing very creative things. So, the proposal. The global and national...
Teresa, can I just interrupt for 1 second?
Sure.
This is not on the agenda. I just want to, if you can bear with me, I just need to turn this over for a second. I'm not sure who's going to do it. It's a little surprise thing here.
Thank you, Teresa. I'm sorry.
Sorry to interrupt.
I'll come right back. Am I on?
You're on.
Thank you. I'm here with representatives of Free Speech Radio News, and I would like to ask Dwayne Bradley, if he's in the room, to come forward. Dwayne, are you in the house? And I would like everyone who is a part of Free Speech Radio News to please stand up in the house. And and everyone in the workshop, and all of the community people and staff from KPFT, please stand up. Every KPFT person in the house. I'm here to present this wonderful plaque from Free Speech Radio News, which reads, when the larger Pacifica stations said they needed to rebuild, when the richer Pacifica stations said they didn't have the money, KPFT said, we value the news. And they became monthly sustainers to Free Speech Radio News. We thank you. And now, for my follow-up act, I would like all the people from KPFA to please stand up.
KPFA.
Northern California Station. Your plaque will read, in January, I'm sorry, Jim Bennett. I'm sorry, Jim, you must come to.
Please take your headphones off and come up front.
Phil Acevedo, are you in the house? Phil, would you also come up? Thank you. All the way to the front. In January of 2000, when Free Speech Radio News began in a valiant act of protest, KPFA risked control of its station to stand with us against censorship. Without your hard-pitched money, a share of your studios, and the love of your skilled staff, FSRN would not be alive today. We thank you.
Viva! Free Speech Radio News.
It's what we do.
While I have the microphone, let me introduce our interim news producer, Kata Mester. Kata, will you just please stay? Wait.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for taking
Thank you very much for that that act of solidarity, which I think that's a big part of what Pacifica is and should be, and appropriate that it happen as we're talking about the affiliate relationships. So let's go back to Teresa, who I really interrupted.
The global and national consolidation of the control of the media and the closing off of space for alternative ideas to be expressed that has come with that consolidation challenges us at Pacifica to rethink and reevaluate our relationships with affiliates. It is incumbent upon us to devise effective communication, decision-making that is inclusive and equitable, and build an affiliate program that will benefit both independent community radio stations and Pacifica. It is important to move forward together and help educate all of our staff, stations, and listeners on this issue. Based upon a series of discussions with many present and former Pacifica affiliate stations, the affiliate committee makes the following recommendations to the IPNB for consideration and action at this meeting in Houston. I have a little background. The past several years of turmoil within Pacifica took a toll on our relationship with affiliate stations and on the affiliate program as a whole. In recent months, the process of rebuilding the affiliate program has slowly begun as national staff and members of the board affiliate committee have had contact with many affiliate stations. Many of those stations have reaffirmed their commitment to the affiliate program by sending in all or part of their dues. They and the members of the board affiliate committee believe it is time to move beyond the previous fee-for-service relationship and begin building a relationship built on shared interest and common goals. In August, members of the Board Affiliate Committee and the Pacifica Executive Director had an opportunity to meet with a number of the affiliates at the Grassroots Radio Conference, the GRC. And during our discussion, several concerns were raised and concrete ideas for how to proceed emerged. A, the need to make sure that technical problems related to programs offered by Pacifica via the KU satellite system were handled in a quick and efficient manner. And this includes setting up the system for modification of any problems as well as notification that things have been handled. And Jim Bennett at KPFA has agreed to service that. The executive director had been discussing the best way to handle this. And since the KU's house system is housed in KPFA, and they've been extremely generous to us in their personnel and financial support of the KU system, that's how that's being handled. B, Pacifica must do the work necessary to update its files and make sure that we have the most accurate and detailed contact information for all the affiliate stations. Members of the Board Affiliate Committee worked with the Executive Director to write a job description for a consultant to work on a temporary basis to speak directly to each affiliate station and get all of the necessary information. This has not been seen as a permanent job. It may be even committed, well, it hasn't been completed. And I hope that we'll go from this position to someone in the national outreach person or a national program director that will be a person that the affiliates can call, not just for technical information, but other information. And we don't want to just be billing affiliates. We want to actually interact with them for programming. And that goes on to C. There's interest in working together on national programming specials, such as the 9/11 anniversary. This means including those affiliated stations who are interested in any specific project and the planning and execution of that project. It means that affiliates will be asked not only to carry special programming, but also contribute their own creativity to that programming. And we have to give them enough notice to do that programming, so it's not just by the seat of their pants. There's also an interest in developing a day when the five Pacifica stations would carry programs that come from the affiliate stations. This would be an important vehicle for helping the staff, the producers, the listeners at our five stations to get a fuller understanding of who the affiliates are and why this relationship is so important to us all. There would be a discussion of linking the websites, which I believe that Pete has already done, to of the affiliate stations and Pacifica, and all agreed that this would be mutually beneficial. Right, Pete?
Right.
Okay. I also want to mention that when I met with the affiliates, they were all very candid with me, and they said, we have a lot more to offer you than you have to offer us. And I must say that I greet that little opportunity for character building with an open mind and an open heart, because they truly do have a lot more to offer us than we have to offer them, and their attitude is just amazing. So what would you like to say before we go?
Well, let me steal your microphone.
Go ahead.
Introduce yourself.
say whatever you want. You just get out of the mic. My name is Steve Pierce. I'm here representing the, or rather on behalf of the Grassroots Radio Coalition, which is a grouping of several dozen of the most simpatico community stations in the country with respect to the relationship with Pacifica. I think many of the people throughout the community media movement have come through Pacifica at one time or another. I've been on the paid and unpaid staff of Pacifica several times in the past, and I think that the Grassroots Radio Coalition really embodies the member stations embody many of the same principles that Pacifica upholds as well. There's a commitment to unpaid staff working creatively at most or all of these stations in pursuit of a social change agenda. For instance, they're all very, it's a diverse group of people, a diverse group of stations. The station where I am an unpaid staff member is WRPI in Troy, New York. It's a student, it's a student managed station at a conservative technological school, but it's managed by students as a community radio station and has been for, I don't know, 40 years or so, although it's changed over time. We've been running Pacifica programming on WRPI since 1987, when students decided to put a satellite dish on the roof of the station building, and we've been doing it ever since. We have a good relationship with Pacifica and have stuck with Pacifica through all the hard times. As an example of the, I think, of the strength of our relationship, in November, Amy Goodman came to Troy to do a public appearance for us to support WRPI. We were running Democracy Now! In its two-hour version at a time that was very, very difficult for the whole country, but certainly very, very difficult for a student station at a technological university to be running this kind of programming. And by virtue of her appearance in Troy, when 500 people came out, there was standing room only, we were able to tell the folks at the college that this is not just a ragtag group of radicals at the station who are programming, you know, anti-government programming, but that we were doing that in support of a large number of people in the area who wanted to hear it. And this commitment has gone all the way up until the all-day program, well, I guess it was last week, Patriots for Peace and Global Justice, which we ran all day long. This is just an example of one of the stations of the many who are once and future Pacifica affiliates. I'm afraid of leaving some of them out because I'd have to, but WMNF in Tampa, KGNU in Boulder, they're all around the country. Some in small communities, some in large communities, but they really fill in a global, a national and global movement for media democracy. And it's a vital part of the Pacifica mission. We are not customers. We don't want to buy programming. That's not what it's about. When we put on the all-day program at WRPI, the Patriots program, we're an all-volunteer station. There's no paid staff. So in order to do that, we had to go through our Byzantine decision-making process to clear the schedule for a day, make those people who were displaced happy, find other people to come in to run the programming, to sit there all day, produce promo cards, all that kind of stuff. That we had to do something to get the programming on. It wasn't a favor to us in a customer relationship. It was we felt we were partners with Pacifica to make that happen, and that's what we feel whatever we do. And I think the other Pacifica affiliates, for the most part, feel the same way. So, given the nature of our understanding of that relationship, this has been a very difficult time for us because we've been treated for certainly over the last few years. It won't come as a surprise to any of you here, like dirt. But even over the previous decades, there's been not a really great relationship with the affiliates, based on really primarily a lack of understanding of who we are and where we are and what we do. And it's not that different from even the five stations on the Pacifica front here. I mean, people who are from one area know that area and not other areas, which is why they're representatives from five. And so we would like to advance the relationship so that it so that it's a cooperative relationship that makes us both stronger, that makes us all stronger. And with that in mind, we're asking that Pacifica improve its day-to-day operational ability to interact with us, that there are people who we can talk to and call when we have problems and suggestions and so forth, you know, fairly common sense. And also we would like to have representation on the board, just as any other constituent group at Pacifica would. And it's been difficult to come up with that concrete proposal because, as you've seen this weekend, there's a grid with many different proposals, and it's hard to know exactly how we would fit into it. But the proposal would be for, from one to perhaps as many as three representatives, depending on how many total number of board members there are, and that these representatives would be elected by the affiliates themselves and seated on the board. That, to simplify things, is what we are asking.
Thank you, Steve.
No, did you finish though with your report, Teresa? I thought there was some other parts.
Now I'm going to the proposal.
Yeah, let's get it all out.
That was the background.
Right.
Now the proposal. Because the affiliate program was so damaged in the past, and because Pacifica offers fewer programs to affiliates than it did several years ago, and because there are new technologies which allow community radio stations to pick up a wide range of programs, the affiliate program needs to be rethought and redesigned. Many affiliate stations have indicated an interest in participating in such a process with Pacifica. Therefore, we propose that the IPNB commit Pacifica to undertake this process with an understanding that it will take time for this work to unfold. Two, in light of item one above, we propose that the fee for affiliated stations be adjusted for FY03. More specifically, we propose that affiliates be asked to pay two-thirds of the fees on the last list of fees used by Pacifica, which were issued in 1997. Some affiliates have already taken advantage of that discount. Those fees were based on a sliding scale depending upon the size of the affiliate station's annual budget. This would be a one-time arrangement for the FY03 only. The fee schedule will be worked out as part of the process referred to above. Three. Affiliate stations are interested in strengthening their ties to Pacifica, and people from five affiliate stations have joined the IPNB's affiliate committee. As we consider new bylaws for Pacifica, we propose that serious consideration be given to proposals for including affiliate representation in the new governance structure, specifically on the new national board. We are not proposing support for any specific proposal, but rather we are calling for the IPNB to express its support for the concept of direct involvement of affiliates in the foundation's governance structure. The details on this would be worked out as part of the bylaws process. And Steve has a suggestion if you want to look at it. That's it.
Okay. What I would suggest is that we not get into any details about the bylaws, because we then will discuss bylaws later. There are basically two substantive issues here, though, in the proposal. I mean, there's the one big issue of recommitting ourselves to redeveloping the affiliate program and the relationship with affiliates. But then there are the two issues about the affiliate dues and the principle of including affiliates in governance, not the details of it. Mm-hmm. So if that's what we can hear comments about and address now, that would be great.
Did you have any questions? Do we have a second?
Second. Was that a motion?
Yes,
well,
that is
a proposal from the affiliate committee. So, yes, it's a motion.
And we have a second. Adopted,
and Rob seconded. Okay, David, did you have your hand up?
Well, no.
No, George, then. I thought somebody over there was waving at me.
It's George.
George.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
George, yeah.
It's George Barnstone from KBFT, Lone Star State. Now, why should we do this? I mean, they want this, but why should we do this? I mean, what will I?
Sorry.
Well,
can you be
clear?
Can I speak?
Sure. Dave, why don't you try to defend?
Well, I'm not going to defend anything. I think that the purpose of Pacifica is to spread the word, in a sense, to put it overly simply. And if we can go through We're going through 60 other stations now. If we can go through 160 other stations, that's to our benefit, even if it costs us, because it doesn't cost us anything to succeed in the mission if we're succeeding in the mission and staying relatively solvent. The problem here is it's going to cost us about $26,000 if we take a one-third hit on the income of affiliates at the current rate. But I dare say it might grow our overall income from affiliates as a consequence. Thus, I believe it's a fair thing to say, you know, we've been taken and taken and taken from affiliates who, as Steve just remarked, are partners of ours, not subjects, not subsidiaries, and not customers. And I think that it's a marvelous thing to really fertilize that field and to really grow it, and I think it's to our advantage.
I think the whole image of can you envision a barn raising, the old time barn raising, where the whole community gets together and raises a barn? Well, at the Grassroots Rodeo Coalition, they have a group of people that will go into a community, outreach for a couple weeks, and then on a weekend raise a radio station. That kind of Yankee pioneer spirit. That pioneer spirit is whatever. Well, let's go way. We're going back to the early days. Let's go back to the okay.
Please. You know, I would like to.
That kind of pioneer spirit. That's the kind of enthusiasm that they have about radio, and I think that's what we want to.
That's good. I celebrate that, but. You know, what I'm seeing here is they want to reduce their fee to us by a third for next year. Now, I'd like to pay a third less for my mortgage.
No, we want to reduce.
Could I address that?
No. I'm going to call people in an orderly fashion. Janice was next, then Carol, then Ray.
This has financial implications for us.
Excuse me, George. Janice was next, then Carol, then Ray.
To a certain extent, I think we kind of owe it to them. One reason we're back is because of the affiliate.
Amen.
So there's, and I don't know how we can quantify this seriously. I'm not trying to, you know, brown nose them. They really ran things when we couldn't get stuff on the air with Pacifica. So there's a certain amount of, they've been supporting us when we've been, like they said, we've been treating them pretty badly for a while.
Okay. Well, I certainly approve a reduction in the fees. I think what we're offering compared to what we were offering in 1997 is substantially less. We used to have
George. Oh, he's answering your question.
George, we're answering your question. What we are offering considerably less than what we were offering the affiliates in 1997. What we are offering now is Democracy Now, and that's it. And they can also get Democracy Now! Without us. They can get Free Speech Radio News without us. They are actually doing us a favor, sticking with us through this hard time and paying for something they can get without us. So I think the fact that they're willing to pay two-thirds of what they were paying 5 years ago when we had a full range of programs to offer is extraordinary and very generous and will help us to get through this hard time, rather than losing affiliates who just don't need us anymore.
Leslie?
Okay, can I get Ray? Ray?
Yeah, aside of the notion of spreading the message, I think that politically, the same reason that makes us stronger as Pacifica is the reason that dictates to us to increase that, not only that voice, but that political muscle. And I'm hoping that the affiliates didn't just do it to do us a favor, but realize that we are a major partner in their own survival.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because if boy George Bush is going to define our future, we're all in trouble,
right.
And we fall separately. That's it.
Yeah.
Any other board members? Rob.
I'd just like to say, Steve, I welcome your support and participation with the board's activities. I approve of this motion, and I hope you'll be a strong voice for program development.
Yeah.
Yes. I think the fee structure is the least of it. That was a very technical aspect. We budget 18 months in advance. We hadn't gotten a bill from Pacifica for affiliate dues. So as a pragmatic, short-term answer for how much do we owe, we arrived at two-thirds of the 1997 amount, which was the last contract that we had seen, because we're getting two-thirds of the programming that we were getting. It's not really an effort to nickel or dime. It was a pragmatic decision to answer a question quickly: how much money do we put in our budgets for next year? It, the far more substantial aspect is the representation issue.
Other hands? All right.
One thing I would like to see, and I don't think this board can do it because of the time constraints, is that we really need to get some kind of subcommittee to fit this in some kind of long-range plan. And also, I would like to see the affiliates themselves become a little bit more structured, because we could kind of create a like Napster broadcasting system where nobody really owns everything, but if we standardize on technology and certain things, we can share content in a seamless way. Because, you know, from my point of view, is I'm not so enamored about who you call it or what's in control, more so than what you can get out of it. And I think that's the whole point. What can we get? I'm a listener, so I'm talking as a listener now. What can I get out of this structure that I wouldn't have gotten, and how can I make it to be optimal so I can get as much out of it as I can possibly get? And I think one of the things we as in our particular capacity as being a so-called network entity, that we can broaden this discussion to include the indie media centers, to include the different independent what I would call or seedlings that we should be going out. And all the different communities, you know, we have people with the mini disc, and they know how to do this and know how to plug into all of these entities, at least as a content provider. And so I think conceptually we can actually broaden the concept and make it even bigger than what I think is proposed here, because I think that the affiliates could actually strengthen themselves in certain ways if we can give them a certain infrastructure that they can't give themselves, okay?
I think in some ways we can give to them. In many ways they can give to us.
Right.
Let me just also point out to people that we set up a committee, a board committee, that includes Teresa, Pete, Ray, and myself. And we also have Dina Colbert from New York on it. Somebody from WBIX, somebody from KFCF,
WPRI,
WMNF. Teresa, you want to give the list? Why don't you just give the list?
We have someone from Atlanta, Georgia with WRFG, someone from Troy, New York, Steve Pierce from WRPI. We have someone from, Vicky Santa with WMNF in Tampa, and Chip Granditz with KGNU in Boulder.
And Deb Spear from...
And Deb Spear.
KFCF. Right. So the committee is already bigger than just the board members, and I think the committee had expressed interest in being open to other representatives of other affiliate stations also being involved to work out, because, again, that's part of what the proposal is, to spend a year working out what this relationship is going to be, how we're going to work together, be mutually supportive, and look at the financial relationship in that context of rebuilding the whole relationship.
Leslie?
Yes.
If I could just quickly address Jabari's comment. The one way it might work in the context of your new website design, somebody comes to the Pacifica website from Google looking for specific content. They find out about Pacifica. They live in coastal Maine. There's a link to the affiliate in coastal Maine. You've just directed somebody to a source of news and information in support of the social justice mission. And that's the kind of strategic planning that needs to happen system-wide, and we would like to be a part of it because we could be a part of it.
And I noticed when people came after me on Progressive Portal and wanted to make me aware that we needed to bring back the Fired and the Banned, and they wanted Amy back on the air, I got emails from Kentucky and Arizona and Maine, and it was because they were getting the message out where we could.
Okay, the question is called. If we can move to the vote then. The vote is in, that is, the question is on the proposal that Teresa read to us. Do we have to repeat it? Do people know the proposal is? Do people on the board know it, or should I say it again?
No.
Well, the heart of it is that we
propose that the interim board commit Pacifica to undertake the process of rebuilding the relationship with the affiliates, and understand that it's going to take time to work this out. Item two is that for this next fiscal year, that they proposed that the affiliates would be asked to pay two-thirds of the fee that they were asked to pay in 1997. People understand it's on a sliding scale. The fee's on a sliding scale.
On a one-time basis.
Yeah, for the next fiscal year, on a one-time basis. And that the third thing is that there'd be a commitment to figure out how affiliates could be directly involved in the governance structure. Yes, Carol?
I could commit to the principle, but we actually can't commit Pacifica to involving the affiliates in our governance structure without the approval of five out of five of our labs. So I could commit to the principle, but we can't make a...
Well, I think that's the thrust of this proposal. It says the details need to be worked out in the bylaws discussion and the bylaws process. So I think if the what we would be voting on is the principle that this board would like to have inclusion from the affiliates in the governance structure. Now, obviously, we all understand that this board has to come to two-thirds agreement on the final bylaws, and we need 3 out of 5 of the labs to vote on certain parts of the bylaws. I assume the affiliates understand that this is that if we pass this, it's not like all the I's have been dotted and the T's crossed. There's still a lot of steps to work out. Okay, with that caveat then, can we vote on this? Okay, all of us, yeah, James.
I have a motion.
There's a motion to adopt that proposal.
Is the motion the three proposals that are in the report?
I have a motion.
Okay, you have a different... But we have a motion on the floor that's been called.
Motion.
A motion was made and seconded. Okay. There was a discussion that's been called.
I have an amendment.
Okay.
Friendly amendment.
Okay.
Chair, the question was called.
Okay, we have a little latitude here. It's a friendly... Yeah. He hopes it's a friendly amendment.
I'm sorry.
He's offering it as a friendly amendment.
Friendly amendment.
Okay.
That we split out the one part that talks about the affiliates and let it stand alone as a vote.
Okay, so that's not an amendment. It's a procedure, but add to the vote. So you want to vote them one at a time.
Vote
that item separately.
Vote that one item separately.
Okay.
The
suggestion is from James that we divide the motion. That is because there are several parts to the motion. That instead of voting on package, that we pull out first. You want to do it first? The fees issue.
Well, the other part of my suggestion is that we make it a sense of the board for the one that's split out.
Support for the concept of
no, which part would be the sense of the
board? The last part, what is it?
If I might, no, sure.
All right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do
the affiliate station.
Okay, let's do this way. I'm going to take these. There are three parts of this. We're going to vote up or down on the three parts separately. First one, then the other, then the other. Okay, the first part is that this board commits itself to undertaking the process of rebuilding the affiliate relationship and the affiliate program. Okay, that's the first part. Okay, all in favor, please raise your hand. Okay, that's unanimous. Okay, second part is the proposal that we ask the affiliates to pay two-thirds of the dues that they paid in 1997 for the fiscal year 2003. That's it. And that further financial relationships would be worked out as part of what we just voted on, spending this next year rebuilding the relationship. So the specific is for this one time only, next fiscal year, the affiliates would be asked to pay two-thirds of what they paid in 1997. Okay? All in favor of that, please raise your hand. Is it? So that's unanimous.
No.
Okay. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All opposed. And one abstention. No opposed. One abstention. Third part is that the proposal is specifically that the board would express its support for the concept of direct involvement of affiliates in the foundation's governance structure. The details of this will be worked out as part of the bylaws process. but it's a call for expression of support for the inclusion of affiliates in the governance structure. Did you want to propose alternative language or modification?
No, okay. I would like to have some discussion on this. If you would like it separated, James, can you tell me why?
We just did. We already done two of the three things.
I know, but I mean,
it's a little late.
It's too late for discussion. I'm just kind of confused.
Well, no, folks.
No,
folks, let us, please. Everybody speaks for themselves. Let us not assume that we can say why people are making suggestions unless they've said why they are. We can't speak for James. He can speak for himself, right? I ruled that we would divide this motion and take it each part. You should have asked the question before we started the voting, right?
Yes.
We already are two-thirds of the way through the voting. So now, on the third question is, does this board support the proposal that we would support the concept of direct involvement of affiliates in the foundation's governance structure, the details to be worked out as part of the bylaws process? All in favor of that?
The language that we support propose that we give serious consideration. So it's actually a weaker language than what you're saying.
I'm leaving it from here. It says, we are calling for the IPMB to express its support for the concept of direct involvement. That's what I'm reading.
That's a proposal in writing.
Right, that's in writing. That's a proposal. That's what we were asked to support, this proposal. If someone wants to make an amendment to the proposal and change the language, first of all, that should have been done already. Is there any... can we just continue the vote? I thought we were in the middle of the vote. Right. All those in favor of that, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All opposed? 1. And abstentions? 1. Okay, so they all carry. Thank you. Thank you. I want to thank the committee and also thank the affiliates, those who are here. There are a few folks here today, but also...
Again, you are listening to our coverage of the Interim Pacific National Board meeting in Houston, Texas.
Okay, now...
And we'll continue...
...to much later than we had hoped to today.
The bylaws discussion.
Now 2:45. We come to back to the bylaws discussion. First, I have to say...
And you're listening, of course, on KPFA or KPFB Berkeley, KFCF Fresno, WBAI in New York, WPFW Washington, D.C., and KPFK in Los Angeles.
A wedding in here tonight. And unless one of you are part of the wedding party, we all have to leave here. Actually, I didn't need to do one other piece of business before we moved on to this agenda item. As I mentioned yesterday... there has been a vacant seat on the board here, on the interim board. The board was constructed by five people being named by the old board majority, five by the old board minority, and then the remaining five, one from each of the local advisory boards. There's been an open seat in the five from the five folks who have been named by the old board majority since January. The old board majority has, through communicating with me, named a person to take that seat. And that person is Charles Smith, who is based here in Houston, and I believe is in the room. Is he in the room, George?
Yes, that.
Oh, there you are, Charles. Who will now be seated as per the terms of the settlement agreement. As soon as the chair was officially notified that a person was designated by the appointing body, that person would be immediately seated. So I have been formally notified. I have gotten signatures from 6 of the 10 old board majority people who were signed on to the settlement agreement. That constitutes notification, and therefore Charles Smith is now seated on the board. So, Charles, if you'd like to come up. I think Pete has a lot of the material for you. We may not have all the documents that were handed out, but we've put together a packet of what we think is most of the documents. We're sorry if you don't have them all. We didn't know that this might be happening until Friday morning, So it was hard to prepare a whole set of other documents. So welcome, Charles. So moving right along, and we also don't have a name thing for you to put in front of you.
Excuse me, Leslie.
Well, I'd like to move the agenda, actually. We are way late. Perhaps some other time in the weekend, Charles can say a few words about himself. But right now, I don't mean to be rude or cold, but we do have to keep moving here. On the bylaws, we have gotten through 8 of 52 pages, is one way to look at it, when we met yesterday on the bylaws. I want to make us, and what we, how we got there was we started literally Article 1, Section 1, Item A, whatever it was, and just went down the list. I want to suggest that we alter the process a little bit, and that is that we pull out from this what are the major items. In other words, let's say we spent a fair amount of time on things like quorums. Right, that we not do that now, that we first focus on the big items. How are the local boards put together? What are the powers and authorities and rights of the local boards? What's the authority of the national board? Those kind of big items. I don't have a list in front of me. And get through those big items first. Then, if there's time, go back to some of the smaller items, which really are usually less controversial. Is that okay with people that we try and do it that way? Jabari?
Well, we had started out trying to find the stuff that we could agree with.
Right, the non-controversial.
So, are you saying we're just going to completely, we're going to just change the whole process now?
Well, my recommendation was that even the based on the fact that my perception was of what happened yesterday was that even the items which were non-controversial took a fair amount of time to talk about. I'm not criticizing anybody. That's just the way it happened, and that will happen again. That I think we need to go to the items that are really sort of at the core of defining what the bylaws, what the structure is, what the governance structure is.
Can I make a, I would like then that we make a listing, a priority of what those sections are so we can get a certain kind of sense of how we're going to break this next 3 hours down?
Yes. And also, before we break today, I want to review the schedule tomorrow because we did try and open up several hours tomorrow. I think in the grid, again, working off of the small grid, 8x11, which somebody made copies of, so many of you in the room have it. Those of you listening on the radio and the web obviously don't have it in front of you. Sorry about that. But on the grid, I think we got through Article 3. So I think Article 4, the election of delegates, that is the election of members of the local boards, I think would be a big item. Bottom of page 8. I think also, I think it's Article 7 I'm looking for now. No, I actually think that's, in my mind, that would be less. Yes, you can make a point of information. Yes. Mike on the floor, please. Thank you.
Point of information for the people out there listening and who have access to the web, this document is up on the web for you to look at WBAI.net. And Carol, the website from Berkeley as well has it too, I believe, right? Can you give the URL for that?
KPSA.org.
No, the Wild Rose.
Oh, Ring
Nebula? Yeah, Ring Nebula.
I don't know. It's too long.
I think seven also.
Well, there's a link to that at WBEII.net for this document.
Okay, thank you. I'm not sure. Is it on Pacifica.org too? Okay. I believe it's Article 4. I think Article 7, in my reading, the committees of the board, because that would really define, in some ways, what the responsibilities and the power of the board is. But if people disagree with me, And then Article 8, which is the local station advisory boards or the local station boards. And there's a whole bunch of stuff there. I'm not sure beyond 8. I would suggest that we start with those three.
What about 5, but, manner of election of the national board?
5 is manner of election?
It's the national board. That seems like that would be important.
I would suggest starting with Article 5 myself.
Okay,
directors
not
of, directors of the foundation.
Well, we don't know how we're going to get directors of the foundation until we determine about local, right?
No.
Okay, folks, I know we've been at it for, you know, several days now, so it gets, you know, we all get a little whatever. But, you know, like yesterday I thought we did really well when people raised their hands and we did this in an orderly fashion. So let's try and stick with this. While we're trying to go through our papers and sort this out, yesterday morning, what we did is we heard reports from each of the five listening areas, and the person who was supposed to give the report from WPFW didn't show up. We're not sure what happened. So what I was wondering if it would be okay with folks is if we could hear a brief report to open us up and get us going here from Sam Husseini, who is from Washington and was involved in some of the work of the bylaws committee there. If that's okay, people, if we take a few minutes and Sam can maybe make this a short report. That'd be great.
Sure.
Thank you.
I don't presume this to be a full report from the local advisory board. The local advisory board, this is Sam Husseini from the WPFW local advisory board, the chair, been briefed by the committee convened by Rob Robinson and has done a lot of work to do the PFW revisions. But I would like to articulate some concerns that have come out from discussions, and I'd particularly like to stress the question of what constitutes a voting member. And I hope that I'll try to be as brief as possible, but I hope you'll bear with me
Problem, Sam, I'm sorry, we should have discussed this earlier. We actually spent a lot of time on that yesterday.
I understand that.
Okay, so if you can just be then really brief on it, since we really went over this yesterday.
Right. While some people are extolling the possibility of democracy and Pacifica serving the community, I think we really have to scrutinize what we mean by that given the mission of Pacifica. I'm concerned and people at PFW are concerned about how democracy is applied and how it relates to the mission of Pacifica given the circumstances where Pacifica is at and the largest schism of the earth right now, which I believe is between the United States and the rest of the planet. Concerns are twofold. Largely, listeners have been fired, and many listeners who are the most committed to the peace and justice mission of Pacifica stopped giving their money to Pacifica and so on. This is different in different listening areas, but in D.C., for example, there has not been enough programming explaining to listeners how the station was hijacked, how the network was nearly hijacked, and what that means, and enough about the mission of Pacifica. It's been said that an election without an informed electorate is a prelude to tragedy or farce, and I believe that we could be setting ourselves up in this case. My second major concern applies more long-term into the entire foundation. Others have expressed concerns that anyone with $25 of disposable income could become a voting member. I share that concern, but I want to point out a related concern that has not yet been highlighted to my knowledge. If we want to create a more peaceful world to overcome conflict through dialogue, how do we relate the question of nationality when everyone involved in Pacifica lives in the United States? How do we prevent what is possibly the greatest and most threatening schism of all between the United States and the rest of the planet, fomenting war and destruction when we are all on one side of that great divide? I'm tempted to propose that any citizen or resident of any country or colony that the U.S. has bombed in the preceding 12 months have the right to vote in any Pacifica election. I'm told this is unrealistic, but I think...
If they survive.
If they survive. but I think that it highlights a serious concern. Many people look at a room involving people with Pacifica and see a great deal of diversity in terms of ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation, political philosophy, class, etc. There's a great deal of truth to this. There's really clearly a great deal of injustice within the United States along lines of gender, class, race, and other divisions that are used to oppress people. We have to explicitly connect the domestic struggles with the assaults of the U.S. empire is carrying out on the rest of the world. We are citizens of the empire, and as such, I think our responsibilities are great. We are all of us privileged by virtue of being in the USA, and it's often an invisible privilege. No matter how poor or oppressed you are in the United States, frankly, you probably have it a lot better than the majority of the people on the rest of the planet. You will not have a cruise missile ordered by the Pentagon blow up yourself and your family while you're asleep. You will not be subject to no electricity or clean water because the U.S. military has taken out those facilities. You will not starve to death because of neocolonial policies of the World Bank and the IMF. I think we must focus on the mission of Pacifica and evaluate things in that light. A minimum way, I believe, of addressing some of these concerns is that members, lab representatives and national board members should agree that Pacifica is to be used for its mission. Some people refuse to take pledges. I'm not talking about a pledge, which has to do with what people believe. I'm talking about affirming that voting members should be affirming that a member of Pacifica is someone who understands and agrees that it should be used for the purposes of this mission. This does not address all of my concerns, and I welcome others of how to do so, but it is a beginning. I believe in democracy, but not in perversion of democracy for evil ends. Cynthia McKinney lost her House seat recently because Republicans could vote in a Democratic primary. Right. Is that real democracy? No. It is using democratic process to silence genuine dissent. I'm a radical global Democrat. The will of the people of the world is that the United States stop bombing places and that there be a just economic system. That, unfortunately, is not necessarily the will of the people of the United States. We have to come to grips with that. They are disinformed, and in many cases, and I include all of us, including myself, they know we, the people of the United States, are privileged in this global oppression. How do we get beyond that? I think the minimum way that we'd have to get beyond that in terms of the structure of voting, of membership and the democratization of Pacifica for it to be a meaningful democratization is to have people acknowledge that the mission of Pacifica must be adhered to. There are other implications of what I'm saying in terms of how programming is done, how we can set up structures internationally, how free speech radio news, and so on. But I'm just hoping here to address what that means to be a voting class member of Pacifica. We don't want in the name of democracy, to have a local democracy that ends up tightening the greatest schism of all, that ends up co-opting what should be a force for dissent and meaningful dialogue on a global basis. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, now, I didn't mean to throw, you know, a big monkey wrench in when I suggested that we try to get to the, you know, the big ticket items here. I don't want to have a lot, I don't want to spend a lot of time discussing what we should be discussing. Let's get into it. So why don't we go to Article 4? When we get to each article, we can maybe make a quick determination as to spend time on it or skip it over and come back to it after we've done another thing. Okay, Article 4, it has to do with the election delegates too. Remind people, if my memory is correct, what we agreed on yesterday was that members have the right to elect delegates to local boards. Local boards will then elect directors for the national board. So what this article speaks to is the process of electing the delegates to the local boards.
Very quickly, I hope you will allow 2 minutes from the floor for someone to explain what we hope would be a compromise over some of the things we've talked about the last couple of days. We were discussing trying to draw in some of the principles and concepts of the unity model into what we're doing. And Bob Lederer might be able to quickly give us some ideas that have sort of been, people have been percolating since yesterday. Is that okay?
Okay, what I would do, yes, I think that's okay, but I think what we should do is maybe first understand or look at what's on grid and then hear from Bob.
Okay.
Okay, just the order of things. So my reading of this grid is that this whole article comes out of the KPFA model. So the other recommendations that came from L.A., Texas, Washington, and David Burdick don't speak to this issue. That's why they're not on the grid. maybe we can have a summation of this. Carol, do you want to do that?
Very quickly, it says that any natural person elected, what is a delegate?